Scarce water in the West has made a cleanup operation in some old mines dangerous. Last week, a chemical spill into the Animas River in southwestern Colorado dumped more than 3 million gallons of mine waste into the river and turned it colors not found in nature. Sean McGrath, Administrator for Region 8 of the EPA, says the agency is working to contain the damage.
It continues to discharge, and it's at the volume of about 500 gallons per minute. That discharge is going into a settlement pond, two settlement ponds that we created over the last couple of days.
Officials in towns downstream of the spill are concerned, along with the Navajo Nation, which covers part of New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. The EPA, the agency responsible for the cleanup, says it was also responsible for the spill. Senator Ellen Roberts is a Republican state senator representing Durango, Colorado, in the damage zone, and she says it's her community's front yard.
What we've lost is confidence, I guess, in the EPA, and that's a big struggle for us. The Animas River to Durango is our lifeblood, and it's where we recreate, but it's where we get our water, and every drop of water matters, so we're very concerned.
Can you tell me what the river looks like and what the contamination is?
Well, the river these days is running much clearer. We had a couple of days where it was running orange, and then it turned more of a yellow and then a pea green. But they call it a slug. The toxic waste slug moved through Durango and actually now is making its way through the Navajo Nation.
And the fact that the EPA has claimed responsibility for this, I mean, what does that say to you about our ability to control the environment or to make the environment safe?
We were all pretty startled, and it came from the EPA was in our area because they were trying to remediate old mine waste, and I don't think anybody faults them for that. The issue was how they went about trying to deal with the toxic waste that was up there, and from the moment that they kind of unleashed it into the river to failure to notify communities down the river throughout, including to the Navajo Nation, I think has been really concerning. The role they usually play is one of a regulatory agency, and now it's the roles are reversed, and it's not going so well.
The water has had a competing demand from people in your part of the world. It's been used for all kinds of things, and drinking water is just one of them. Can you sketch out a little bit of the tensions between water use among ranchers and miners and farmers and the regular residents?
Well, there hasn't been active mining in that particular mine for a long time. So again, it kind of goes back to the late 1800s that the mine waste comes from. But you're right, the Animas River flows from Silverton, makes its way through the southwest corner of Colorado, goes into New Mexico, and then through the Navajo Nation. So there are competing interests all along the river. We have farmers and ranchers. We have towns like Durango and Silverton. So it's drinking water. It's where we recreate. It's an incredibly important resource because water is scarce in our corner of the world.
In a time of drought, do you worry that the aquifers, if they do return in your part of the world, will contain a lot of the chemicals that will be leached out of the old mines? And, you know, you've created history of Colorado and the West has created a kind of sponge of all kinds of chemicals that heavy rains and snows and runoff is going to be leaching for decades to come.
Well, the EPA has told us that they expect that every spring runoff and every big storm event has the potential to stir up what has been dropped in the river as that toxic slug made its way through. But we also expect that there will be cleanup efforts by the EPA since this was done at their hands. So they have committed to doing that. And again, we plan to hold them accountable to that.
It's a question of trust. Do you have enough?
Well, trust is a little scarce right now. And the problem is that we just don't get the information. This happened last Wednesday, and we still don't know what's in the water. And I appreciate that the EPA wants to have some extensive testing done before they give us the answer. But we have rafting companies that no longer can put their customers in the water. Our fishermen can't do that. Our drinking water for Durango has been shut down off that river. They have an alternate supply, but they need the animus as well. And so for us, every day that goes by that we don't have those answers about what's in the water from the EPA, then frustration grows very high, and that does undermine the trust.
Senator Ellen Roberts is a Republican state senator representing Durango, Colorado. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.